Colorado lawmakers reviewed a flurry of environmental bills Wednesday as they voted ahead of the midnight deadline that marked the end of the 2022 legislative session. House Bill 1244 would establish a new state program to regulate toxic air contaminants. The legislation is part of an effort to protect communities of color and low-income communities from industrial pollution. House Bill 1355, known as the Producer Responsibility Program for Recycling, also passed the Colorado Senate. The bill would require manufacturers to pay into a fund based on how recyclable their product packaging is. The goal is to reduce the amount of plastic going into landfills. Lawmakers say manufacturers should not make plastic recycling and disposal the responsibility of local communities. The bills will go to Governor Jared Polis next. The Colorado House agreed on a bill aimed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the buildings. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The bill, passed by the state Senate last week, was approved Wednesday by Colorado lawmakers in the House and was voted largely along party lines. The Democratic-led House Bill 221362 would require local governments to update codes that meet minimum standards for energy efficiency. The new bill is aimed at cutting climate pollution from new homes and commercial buildings. Building energy codes are a long-established tool for reducing energy use and utility bills, improving building durability, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Colorado is a home rule state where building energy codes, adopted and enforced at local level, are subject to a consistent set of statewide minimum requirements. The purpose of the Model Low Energy and Carbon Code is to minimize the overall carbon emissions associated with new homes and commercial buildings, while also considering home affordability. The bill creates a new 21-member Energy Code Board that will develop low energy and carbon code languages for cities and counties. The Energy Code Board will be co-chaired by representatives of the Colorado Energy Office and Department of Local Affairs. Governor Polis is expected to sign the bill. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The state of Colorado will now pay you to replace your non-native grass. Luis Licon from KGNU has more.
The new water saving bill passed the state Senate this week with bipartisan support. The new law would pay property owners to remove and replace their ornamental non-native grass with more water-efficient landscaping. The Kentucky bluegrass, the most common grass for homeowners here in Colorado, currently uses more than half of all the water used in Colorado cities. If the bill is passed, it would create the statewide turf replacement program that would pay property owners to replace their lawns or offer matching dollars for the approximately 19 existing replacement programs already in place across the state. Turf replacement programs are nothing new. There have been programs implemented all across the American West and have shown success and have even saved many cities millions of gallons of water per year. If Polis signs the bill, the Colorado Water Preservation Board would have to create a program by July of 2023. Connor Cahill, a spokesperson for Governor Polis, did not say if the governor would sign the bill, but would consider it once it arrives at his desk. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Report of a student with a weapon prompted security measures at a local Longmont high school. According to a press release from the Longmont Police Department, at around 10 a.m. Tuesday, dispatchers received a call from one of the siblings of the juvenile concerned about his brother's welfare. They also were informed that a gun from the family's home was unaccounted for. When officers could not locate the student, they immediately put Silver Creek High School on lockdown alongside other schools in the area that were put on a secure status out of, quote, abundance of caution. Longmont Public Safety spokesperson Robin Erickson said that the juvenile was not a student at Silver Creek, and it is not believed any weapon was ever on school grounds. Police took the suspect and another juvenile who they believe had a connection to the incident into custody. Officials have reopened all of the schools. The pilot of a single-engine plane died Wednesday when his aircraft crashed in Broomfield next to an intersection. The Cessna 172 was a local flight out of Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport. Federal investigators are examining the wreckage. They are asking drivers to avoid the area near El Dorado Boulevard and Interlochen Loop where the crash occurred. Sunny throughout the Front Range today, a red flag warning is still in effect. Humidity is extremely low and wind gusts could reach 40 miles per hour in some areas. In Boulder, a high near 68 and a low around 43. In Denver, a high near 74 and a low around 45. In Fort Collins, a high near 68 and a low around 40. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 53 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.